Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 7:14 on this Monday morning. Joseph Stagney joins us, Louisiana State Representative, to talk about some communication, cooperation from the airport on things like pumping and drainage. And Representative Stagney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Thank you all right for having me.
Thank
you for taking the time with us. I don't even know where to start with this pumping station for the airport. It's the kind of thing where you think it's all self-contained or it's Jefferson Parish, but it's not. But it's who? How do you want to start presenting this? Who owns the airport and who is responsible for the pumping station? And what should the pumping station do?
So the city of New Orleans, through its home rule charter, owns and operates the airport, and they do it through a board, the New Orleans Aviation Board. That entire airport sits within the city of Kenner, except for a sliver of a runway that kind of goes into St. Charles Parish. So, you know, over the last several decades, you have an airport in the city that the city doesn't own, right, yet its citizens feel the impact from anything that happens at the airport. And so, you know, many, many decades ago, there was a lot of tension between the airport and the city of Kenner, and bills were passed at the state level. Then it was litigated, found out that New Orleans, through its home rule charter, controls the airport, and then started doing some things by memorandum of understanding. And, you know, sometimes you get away from some communication and cooperation. And during Francine, there was an awful lot of flooding around the airport, mm-hmm, and citizens of Kenner were adversely affected. And there were all kind of cries to do this and that at the state level. The most important thing in my mind was to make sure that we start to have communication and cooperation between the airport, the city of Kenner, whose citizens are impacted, and then the parish of Jefferson, who really through its pumps control the pumping of floodwaters or stormwaters out of our city and parish. And so I passed a resolution at the state level after talking to all entities, thinking this was a good starting point to start better responding for emergency preparedness and hurricane preparedness.
What happened during Francine?
Well, we probably had somewhere around 700 homes that flooded in Kenner. And it was really a confluence of events. You have in Kenner probably 400 acres that have developed over the last so many years. And so that was a permeable surface that became impermeable. Mm-hmm. All of that stormwater runoff was thrown into our drainage system.
Over the concrete
during that,
right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The concrete, and then you had some airport pumps that were probably not functioning correct, and Jefferson Parish had some pumps that weren't fully operational. And I think they became that way later on, but if you live in Kenner, you can tell that after rain events where a lot of rain is dumped into our city very quickly, we are having trouble draining the floodwaters. And we're going to have to do several things, I believe. And the reason I think the cooperation and communication is important is not only so that we know what each other's doing and we have a backup plan in case something goes wrong, but I think ultimately we are going to have to go to Congress as one collective voice to try to get flood control dollars to help our city, the parish, and the airport as well.
What has to be done, I guess, because they got this $24 million pumping station, right? Is it in $27 million? Is it not adequate? Does it not work right? Has it ever been tested?
Well,
tell me where that fits into this.
I don't know that. I know there was a news station locally that reported that it was not tested and it wasn't operational. Something went on because Jefferson Parish uses a SCADA system to remotely monitor pumps, and there was some problem, like I said, at the airport, and our workhorse for the city of Kenner to drain it is the Duncan Canal. And we had some malfunctioning pumps on the Duncan Canal. Mm-hmm. And so it can only help if we're all working together to make sure that all of these pumps are fully operational. And again, you have development in our city and in the airport. That north terminal put a lot of concrete on the north side of the airport. And so all of that adds to the city having to drain that extra water. And before, it may have just seeped in the ground. Now we have to make sure we drain it. So, again, ultimately, I think we're going to have to go to Congress to get major, big pumps, let's say, in South Kenner to pump to the river. And we have a small project that we're funding now. But I think we're going to have the Corps and Congress fund major pumping to the river. Once that happens, I think it will alleviate much of the problem that we experience here in Kenner.
All right, let me talk about that when we come back, because it seems as though this is not the time the time or place to be going to the federal government asking for money to help with this or that or the other thing. We're talking to Representative Joe Stagney, who is represents Kenner, and we're talking about the airport and the pumping station and water in Kenner and flooding of houses. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Text it into the Oakland Horn Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Please don't text and drive. I'll pass them along. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Representative Joseph Stagney about this pumping station at the airport that was installed, and I'm just trying to figure this out, Representative. Stay with me if you can. $27 million that was installed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Some 7 years ago, but we don't know if it works or if it doesn't work, because you talked about going to the federal delegation to get more money, but money to do what? To make this pumping station operational? Or do you know if it's operational? That's where I'm confused. Help me understand this.
I do not know, other than the SCADA system said there was some hiccup during Francine. You would have to look. And I've asked for it verbally, but you would have to look at the SCADA readings during other events to see if those pumps at the airport were working. Those pumps became a reality out of a compromise between Kenner, Jefferson Parish, and the New Orleans Aviation Board when they wanted to move the terminal to the north side. And those pumps may not even be big enough. And that's why I continue to say that we may need to go to Congress for flood control money, because, you know, that's not the only issue. We have flooding, and look, we're not the only community. Flooding is the most common disaster in the U.S., and so other communities have this issue. Now, I will tell you, I think we have the political horsepower to fix this problem, even though the airport is one cog in a wheel of us trying to drain our stormwater. And so we have a congressman in Troy Carter who represents the airport. We have another congressman, Steve Scalise, who is high up in leadership. And I think they understand the impacts to our citizens. And they can help not only for helping to pump out floodwater runoff from the airport, but in and around our community here in Kenner.
Somebody texted in. It's not a bad question. Are we talking about flood water from rain or flood water from tidal kind of in what do you call
no,
it?
No, this is storm water runoff. So it would be rain. And look, that's the other thing. You've heard our parish president, Cynthia Chang, say that, you know, Mother Nature was harsh. It dumped 7.5 to maybe 9 inches in a very short period of time. And there are no pumps in Jefferson Parish that can handle that kind of rain. Mm-hmm. And so you do everything you can to mitigate that by maintaining the drainage lines, making sure all your pumps are working. And then, again, when you have new projects in areas, you have to make sure that you have retention ponds and that they drain at an appropriate rate. I don't know that Kenner has updated that formula in decades, and we need to do that. So, again, I think the starting point is between all of us communicating and talking and then coming up with some solutions that we all can be a collective voice in support.
Are you concerned about another Francine happening this year?
I always have concern, yes. I do have concern. And you mentioned earlier about this may not be the most opportune time to ask the federal government for money. Mm-hmm. And not to go off on a tangent, but I will tell you that I just sent two letters, one to Senator Cassidy and one to Senator Kennedy, because in the Senate version of the one big, beautiful bill, mm-hmm. There are extreme cuts to Medicaid to our state. And the number one employer in Louisiana is the healthcare industry. And so we're already an unhealthy population. It will devastate our state and hospitals will close. And so we're trying to bring awareness to our U.S. senators. I think the bill coming out the House was not as harsh, but the one in the Senate is. I'm sorry to go off on a tangent.
No, that's good. No,
that's something that's on my mind.
It's very
well.
Important. I'm glad you did. Thank you, sir. Joe Stagan, Louisiana State Representative. We come back talking to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Monday Morning Markets with Mark when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.